Photos, recall George Gascon hands in 26% more signatures than required. By Joel B. Polak on July 6, 2022. The campaign to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon handed in 717,000 signatures to the county registrar on Wednesday, 26% more than the required target of 566,857 voters, in case some of the signatures are rejected. According to Bill Mulligan of Fox News, the campaign surpassed its goal of 700,000 and brought in an additional 150,000 in the few weeks since two police officers were ambushed by a man who was only free because of Gascon's lenient policies. As Breitbart News reported earlier Wednesday, the campaign reached its target, 10% of all registered voters in Los Angeles County, in mid-June, but continued collecting more signatures. The effort is the largest petition in the history of the county. A similar effort fizzled in 2021, but activists and organizers had built more public support the second time through. The campaign hopes to recall Gascon, who was elected in 2020 with the backing of millions of dollars in spending by left-wing billionaire George Soros. San Francisco voters recalled their own radical district attorney, Chayza Boudin, last month. Both San Francisco and Los Angeles have suffered crime waves in the midst of Democratic Party efforts to enact criminal justice reform and to appease the demands of the Black Lives Matter movement, which include defunding the police. If the signatures are verified, following legal challenges, a recall of Gascon could well appear on the November ballot in L.A. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.